We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You know these college quarterbacks here coming into this draft. If Stidham was in it, where would he be?
Probably a first-round pick. I thought he was a first-round quarterback last year. I thought he could have been a first-rounder.
I pray to God that they sign Cam Newton. So all these people that sat there and are so convinced that Jared Stidham is the answer and he's a great quarterback and he's now a backup. Then what?
Just a typical Sunday night with the Patriots. They go out and sign Cam Newton to a one-year deal.
Lou, how's it going?
New England needed Cam Newton to move forward, and Cam Newton needed New England to move forward. There's your match.
Lopagadoo, yippity-do, hoppity-ho, hey, hey.
It feels so good. It feels so good.
All right, come on now. I'm trying to be special.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Thank God we have a legitimate sports story to talk about. It's been a long, long time. Months since we've had a sports story.
Feels good.
Are they going to play?
Oh, I feel so good.
What's his temperature? I'm so excited. What's going to happen?
Oh, I was so excited last night when I saw that news.
Cam Newton signs a minimum deal with your New England Patriots. Lou, you sound excited.
I am excited. I've wanted Cam Newton here for a while. I feel like I've been a victim. People have attacked me.
You've been a victim.
People have been attacking you for that take.
Because your courageous take?
Yep, for my courageous take.
You're so brave.
It's like, to me, I'm you know, it's amazing how like Bill and I are on the same page.
Yes.
Like, you know, like the two great football minds.
Yep, exactly.
And to think that Bill Belichick was ever going to go into the season with the worst quarterback room in the NFL with Jared Stidham and Brian Flippin' Hoyer.
Oh, it came
like,
close.
That was going to happen.
Oh, yes, it was.
Well, it's not. It's never going to happen. He was never going to do that. And I'd been saying that for some time. And finally, I'm vindicated. Cam Newton, you have a starting quarterback. You have a legit backup quarterback in Stidham. And now you can move forward. Thank you, Bill. You and I are on the same page.
You're vindicated because nobody was willing to pay him money. And he came to the New England Patriots willing to take minimum pay. Minimum.
I told you he was going to do that, too.
Yeah.
Told you he was going to do that.
Nothing.
Christian, you excited?
No. First of all, I mean, I would say Lou is officially the first one to identify and actively, I guess, court Cam Newton. My thing was, I thought Cam Newton was a dope. And I was the last person I wanted to see was Cam Newton strutting around Gillette Stadium, acting like a complete clown.
So how do you feel with a clown quarterback?
However,
now,
I also said that there was no freaking way that they were going to go in to this season with those two guys. They were going to sign somebody, a veteran quarterback, somebody that needed to reestablish themselves, had to reset their career, someone who they can build around and use. And that is exactly what they did. And I actually look to you, Glenn, because you're no different than the Ian Rappaports of the world. You just bought that whole they love Stidham.
They
hook,
do.
Hook, line, and sinker.
No, let me still buying.
Hold on. The difference, there's a difference, though. Loving a quarterback, a young quarterback, and trusting that he can win for you right off the bat are two different things. The Patriots love lots of players, but they don't necessarily believe that those guys are ready. There's no way that they were going to go into the season with Stidham as their heir apparent.
All right, so let's go back. So let's go back, and I think you're wrong, but let's go back to the beginning of all of this. And at the beginning of all of this, people were citing, and I think they were correct because I was hearing the same thing, that they really like Jared Stidham. Now, the very next sentence that I heard out of a so-called source's mouth was, but you never know what's going to happen in the heat of battle, and we'll find out when he's out there on the field. So does it not, if that, and I don't think anything's changed. I think Jared Stidham, and we'll get into it, I think he still has a shot at starting, being the starting quarterback of this football team. But I think if you look at it now, they were not going to get Cam Newton if any one of the 31 other teams were willing to pay him $2 million guaranteed money. They were not going to get him. Not a single team.
We've talked about him signing for a minimum contract. Okay, and like I've told you, because you only played two games last year, you could be incentives not to be reached. And you could do that very easily. Heavily incentive-laden contract. The cap moves over to next year's contract. It could be done. We've talked about it many times.
But he said
But are you surprised they signed Cam Newton?
Am I surprised? A little bit, but now hearing that he's doing it for minimum money,
well, of course he it
makes all
do
the sense. In the world, this is a no-brainer. Lou, I don't know if he's going to make the team, first of all. This is a no-brainer for the New England Patriots because they're giving up nothing.
I'm just saying, like, when I think of Cam Newton, I think I wanted him. Christian's like, they can't afford him. And that's the reason why they only have the Stidham there. Don't buy the Stidhamite. But you've been telling us they're not interested in him. They love Stidham. They're not interested
they
in Cam Newton.
They love Stidham, but I also
told you.
So they're
interested, obviously, enough to sign him. So this should be a surprise.
No, it is not a surprise in that you got him for nothing.
You knew they were going to get him for nothing.
No, I didn't. No. Go back and look at Cam Newton. He kept on telling everybody
he
would wait it out.
Yep.
No. Yep. He said he would wait it out until some quarterback went down with an injury during the season. That's what he was saying. Under those circumstances, zero chance. I never thought Cam Newton would get
so you
to
like this
position.
Move.
They got nothing to lose, but I'm
do
not
you
sure.
Like it?
Do I like it? Yes, it's got you have no loss in this deal. There's no way you can lose in this
deal,
Christian.
I'll say this. Like, that opinion, honestly, like, then I'll go after you today because those people out there like you then who for months have told me that Jared Stidham is the guy, it's obvious, don't be stupid.
I think he is the guy.
They didn't go out and draft anybody. They didn't go out and sign anybody. They can get these guys for league minimum all across the league. There's no jobs for anybody, and there's a reason why they're not going to do it. And then when they do sign Cam Newton, now this turns into a genius move by Bill Belichick.
He's making less money than Brian Hoyer.
But I'm just saying that wasn't the take. It was that they have no interest in
him. No. The money's got all.
Well, we've
of
talked
the take
about him signing for
it.
A small contract,
so
incentive-laden contract, which is exactly what he did. He said they're still not interested.
How does
in
it
him.
Hurt to bring Cam Newton in for nothing?
No, it's beautiful. I agree. But if you sat there and thought Stidham was the guy, and that they don't like Cam Newton, they're not going to bring him in. They're not. That's why they're not bringing in these veterans. That's why they're not drafting anybody because they like Stidham. And when they do, it can't all of a sudden be flipped into a genius move by Bill. You think it's a
I
bad
didn't say
move,
it was
then.
A genius move by Bill. It's a desperate move by Cam Newton because nobody wants him. Nobody wants him, Lou. So it is a desperate move by Cam Newton. And if you're Bill Belichick and he comes knocking back at your door and says, hey, Bill, you know that minimum deal you offered me before? You know, I'll take it if you want now. Then you take it because worst case scenario, you bring him in camp. And if he's still beaten up and injured because he hasn't been the same player now in 2 years, then you can sit and simply jettison him out of here. It costs you nothing. I don't think anything has changed with how they feel about Stidham. Now, people are going to read the tea leaves and said, something must have happened to Stidham here in the last 2 weeks. He must be falling apart.
How can you say nothing has changed with how they feel about
I'm not the
Jared
only one
Stidham.
Saying that today, by
well,
the way.
I don't
way.
Care
if
what
you,
everyone's
if you
saying.
Hear some
I care
other
what
people
you're
that
saying.
Are
I'm just
far
saying,
more connected
so
than I am.
Before they signed Cam Newton, Jared Stidham was the starter, right? They obviously felt like he's not ready and that they have a better option out there, and that's Cam Newton's. How can you possibly think this doesn't change the way they think? Maybe it doesn't change the way. Maybe it's just what they've always thought of Jared Stidham. They'd like him, but he's not ready. We need to find somebody else. Everybody kept saying he's ready. He's the guy. He's going to be the starting quarterback.
Did I not say that the source was telling me that they still don't know what he's going to be like when they get him on the field? So why would you, in this situation, hand it over to Stidham, not knowing what he's going to be like when the game starts, and not having an insurance policy?
It made no sense. I agree.
See, I thought they should have gone. No, I thought they should have originally. The kid down in Tampa Bay that got let go. I said at the time, why not? Minimum salary.
Winston.
How does it hurt? Winston, how does it hurt? I know he threw 32 picks or whatever.
What cracks me up, and this is the same type of narrative that was going on with Brady during free agency, just the narrative that was pushed out at me and towards everyone with the insiders who were handpicked, who were basically just carrying the Patriots' water, just taking their message and running with it as it was fact, just trying to move the needle of public perception.
How was anybody carrying the
same
water
thing.
With this?
This is the same. Stidham's great. Stidham should be a first-round pick. It's just so
Christian,
funny
they,
how.
Christian, they,
hold
they
on.
I believe they really believe that. I think they really
believe that they like him, too. They drafted him.
They
actually cut Brian Hoyer. I didn't say they didn't like him. My thing is that they don't believe he's a starter. That's my take. You think he's a starter. You think he's going to start. I don't think they have any intentions of starting him unless the whole house starts burning down.
again, what I said was, and I said the same thing before, because I don't believe they had interest in Cam Newton. I believe they had zero interest in Cam Newton. Why? Because I don't think he was going to come in for $0. But on the other hand, their feeling was they believe Stidham could be the starter, but they did not know what he's going to be like when they throw him into the fire. And I think that still remains the same. And he still may be the starter. Matter of fact, we'll get into it coming up next. Who will the starting quarterback be for the New England Patriots? Big sports story today to talk about. Cam Newton now on the roster. We get to your phone calls as well. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know these college quarterbacks here coming into this draft. If Stidham was in it, where would he be?
If you're telling me he's still at Auburn, the same offense that beat him down for 2 years, he'd be a same thing, a fourth-round pick. And now, had he stayed at Baylor, you'd have seen what type of player he was in that offense for 3 years. Probably a first-round pick.
I really do like him. I do. I liked him when he was coming out in the draft. I thought he was a first-round quarterback last year coming out of Auburn. I really think this is plan A for the New England Patriots. I think they saw enough from him last year to go, okay, this is our guy, I think, going forward.
I love Stidham. I thought he was the third-best one in that class. I thought he could have been a first-rounder. With their current quarterback situation, I'd probably pick Buffalo to win the division. If Cam Newton were in New England, I would pick the Patriots to win that division easily.
Matt Hayes, Bleacher Report, Chris Sims, NBC, Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN, all talking about Jarrett Stidham. So Cam Newton is here now. Is Cam Newton the starter on opening night?
Of course he is. Of course he is.
How?
I mean, how?
He's been a terrible quarterback the last 2 years in the league.
He was hurt last year. The year before, he had a 94 quarterback rating. He was actually pretty good. 69% completion percentage.
Second half, he sucked.
What happened the second half?
He was hurt. Okay, he's been hurt a lot.
Yes, he has.
He's had three surgeries.
He's missed a year of football. And his ankle, I'm sure, is healthy by now. He'll have a physical. And I'm saying if he's somewhat healthy, I mean, this really isn't even a question, is it?
Yeah, like, it is a question. His health is everything.
Well, that's not the question.
Let's say he's healthy.
If he's healthy, he should be the starting quarterback.
He should be.
Even if he's not close to what he was in 2015, he should be the starting quarterback. But Lou, there's a reason. 31 teams passed on him. There's a reason the Carolina Panthers said, no, we don't want you, Cam Newton. We're going to pay $63 million to Teddy Bridgewater instead because he's hurt all the time. And why do we expect him suddenly to be this healthy guy? Guys that have injuries like this,
but
they continue to have them.
There's a difference between being hurt week seven and not being able to be ready opening week.
And there's more to a guy not being signed than just you're injured. It's a general change of philosophy of leadership and just where you want to go and how you want to get there and who do you want to take you there based on their ability to listen. To me, the Carolina giving up on Cam Newton had something to do with his injury, but I would say that's probably 25%. And then that's it. So they moved on from him because they wanted a different approach. Okay, that's old news. My thing is
MVP.
To answer your question, he is most definitely, without a doubt, your starter week one. Yeah. If there is a week run, and there isn't even any doubt in my mind that he is a. So you put the two in a room. They both played, by the way, in the exact same offense. With the exact same coach, the only difference between Stidham and Matt Cam Newton at the University of Auburn is that Gus Malzahn at the time was the offensive coordinator. When Stidham was the quarterback, Gus Malzahn was the offensive coordinator and the head coach. That's the only difference. Okay? But he is the starter. He's a better player than Stidham. He has more experience than Stidham. He has better knowledge of football. He has a better IQ than Stidham. So let's not act and continue this silly, silly narrative that Stidham is going to beat Cam Newton out as a starting quarterback.
Chance. Well, it's silly because they disagree with you. That's why it's silly.
Tell me why.
Because he's not been the same quarterback, guys. If you give me the 2015 Cam Newton, not only is he starting, but New England's going to win 12-plus games.
So you think who starts?
Let me finish. Let me make the point. If Newton is what he was in 2015, Lou, they're going to win 12-plus games. Forget about starting. This is going to be a really deep...
I'm not even saying he's going to be that.
Deep playoff team, okay? If he is what he is the last couple years... He's not going to start with his football team.
Who's going to start over him?
Stidham will start over him, or Hoyer will start over him.
Glenn,
in
one breath you say that you're not buying the Kool-Aid in Stidham. In the other breath, you're thinking he's going to start over Cam Newton. This is where the Kool-Aid has come into.
You've listened to
too much of it in the offseason, like people around here have. Outside of New England, people that know football... Like, outside of New England, who haven't listened to the Stidham talk all freaking winter long, and you ask the question, who's going to start a quarterback for the New England Patriots?
Yeah, because they
Cam Newton or Jared
Newton
Stidham?
From 2015, I mean, like you do.
No,
the last
I'm
two
going
years, 2000, he sucked.
2000,
he sucked the last
eight
years.
You 2018, okay, well, he was good. He got hurt at the end
first
of the year.
First half of the year.
He was good. Well, he
first
was
half
good.
Of the year. Not
okay,
second
whatever.
Half.
He was
lost
good.
Every game. Lost every game the second
it
half
is
of the season.
It is ridiculous to think that
he's
Jared Stidham is going to start
Lou.
Over him. It's crazy talk.
He's lost eight games in a row, Lou. Okay? Well, there's a reason. He has not been good. This is not Cam Newton of 2015. And you're right. People outside of New England are all excited. One, because I think they want Cam Newton to get another shot. And they can't believe that nobody was willing to give him an opportunity. And second of all, they're thinking of Cam Newton in 2015.
Well, one of the reasons why you talk about all these teams interested in Cam Newton, like if you are Cam Newton... And you had, would you want to go and do what Jameis Winston did and just sit behind Drew Brees? No. Or would you want to go to somewhere else and sit behind some of these quarterbacks, you know, that are going to start? No.
He didn't get a choice for any of these. That's part of the problem. He came out and said
what choice were you looking for?
Well, he already said it. He does not want to be a backup quarterback. And that's why I said to you, he could very well be the starter this year if he is healthy because of the three quarterbacks, he possesses the most talent.
Well, you wait. If you're Cam Newton, okay? you wait for the draft to come out after the initial free agency. And you're looking for that perfect situation. Then the draft comes out, and even more teams fall off the wayside because,
in
you know,
4 months,
Miami's got Tua and Herbert's out in the Chargers. So it's like, okay, Burrow's in Cincy. I'm not going to go to those teams. And you start looking around and saying, okay, if I got to go prove myself, which team gives me the best opportunity to do that?
That's not what he did.
New England doesn't have a starting quarterback. So I take a low guarantee. That's exactly what he did. Take
a
low guarantee contract.
No, he had no other options, Lou. No, everybody said no. So yeah, you run out of options.
Well, I know, but it's just not black and white. I'm
3 weeks ago, he came out and said he's going to wait until somebody goes down with an injury because that will give...
Well,
we talked about Pittsburgh being a golden opportunity.
Yeah, they sent out reports on it, whether it's true or not. Who knows?
Nobody.
This is a great opportunity to come in and be the starter, and there's only one team where you can do that in this league, and it's New England because their quarterback room is so bad to begin with.
If you want to look at it another
way...
This
was not strategic on his part. If you think that... I have no idea where you're coming from. This was not strategic. This was desperation. And Belichick sat there and said, you kidding me?
Well, I don't think
it
was strategy.
You're going back to March. You're going
to
commit for
the last month. This is absolutely a strategic move.
No, this is desperation. Cam Newton's part.
I agree with you there. He needs a job. However, he fell into the perfect spot because there's nowhere in the league he could go and sign right now this type of deal and actually be the starter like
you
can in
Jacksonville. Why didn't he go to Jacksonville? And they have money. Why didn't they pay him? Why didn't Jacksonville give him $8 million guaranteed?
Because Jacksonville's trying to get freaking Lawrence. That's why. Because they suck. They're actually going to try to get Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
So they're going to try and lose every game.
I mean, well, we've never seen that before in this league.
No, we've seen that, but it doesn't guarantee you anything, and you know that. It's very difficult to try I'm amazed that you really believe that Cam Newton was smarter than everybody else, and he pulled this whole thing off.
No,
this
I don't think that's what he's saying. I will say this, though. I call it desperation also because he overpriced himself from the beginning. Every other free agent signed. He wasn't willing to wait. The window was closing. If he was going to take a deal, it was going to be in a situation where the team held all the cards, was going to give him an opportunity to reset his career, start all over again, and then sign someplace else. And that's exactly what he's doing. But he is the starter.
He is
the starter. And I will say this.
You think Bill's making him the starter right out of the gate?
I think it is.
He knows he is.
It's a veteran quarterback, a veteran player that comes in. Now you can think what you want, but the majority of the time, not all the time, but a big part of the time, guys like Cam Newton, similar personality, similar career, it's your job to lose. It's your job to lose.
Yeah, that's why he's here.
Cam Newton is going to walk into that room and Jared Stidham is going to pee down his leg because he's going to know that
he's better.
The adult is in the room.
Well, if he does, then they learn something about Jared Stidham because, sorry, son, if they're bringing in other competition to push your ass into the starting job and you pee down your leg, that's on you. You don't want a guy like that. Maybe that's part of Bill's motivation. Bill loves to load up those rooms in any position with competition. Maybe that's part of what he's doing right now. He looks at it and says, you know what? Nobody's buying, including Stidham, is buying that Hoyer is going to push him out of that job. I need somebody else, and suddenly Cam Newton is available for veterans minimum. Veterans minimum. Maybe we do this. But I'm telling you, nothing has happened in the last 2 weeks where people internally down there have turned on Stidham. But this was an opportunity to get a guy who, if he is motivated, and he should be, and is healthy, you might have something. All right, we get your reaction, your phone calls, and will it mean a difference in the standings with Cam Newton as your quarterback versus Jared Stidham or versus Brian Hoyer? 617-779-7937.
I think that the Patriots realize that it's time for them to get on with their future, which is Jared Stidham. I think it's time for them to change what they do offensively around a younger, mobile, multidimensional player in terms of footwork and stay away from the intellectual type that they've had. I think over time, they have changed how they think in terms of where this offense needs to go.
All right, that's Mike Lombardi. He will join us, by the way, coming up at 3 o'clock. And more recently, about 3 weeks ago, he was one. Now, remember, his son is a coach on Bill's staff. He talks to Bill on a regular basis. They're old buddies and working partners. 3 weeks ago, he talked about Cam being a possible fit for the New England Patriots, which lent us all to sit there and go, something is going on down there in Foxborough. And I'm only guessing here, but my guess would be the price tag started to drop. And they suddenly said, all right, if it drops all the way down to the bottom of the barrel, then maybe we'd be willing to do something. Right? Make sense?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, the possibility, though, that people just kept ignoring.
I don't know about you. I've heard nothing where Stidham has done anything wrong. Now, it's possible that the more and more they've spent time with Stidham, they're looking at it. Maybe they have some fears right now. I don't know that. I'm not hearing that. I've heard just the opposite, other than we won't know until we throw him out on the field, which is exactly what they were saying about Brady 20 years ago.
Feel like there is this. They were in a very precarious position of doubt, and they could believe and they could want it all they wanted and just hope and pray and maybe be a little bit delusional, but I just feel like they knew that this wasn't the guy, that they needed to find an improvement. And then the fact that they were constantly, like they do with a lot of players, keeping their eye on the Cam Newton situation, watching it develop,
seeing teams pass him by, pass over him, skip him altogether for various amount of reasons. And then sure enough, here it is. Are you telling me we're going to get this guy for basically nothing? And we're they're getting this bargain price deal on Cam Newton, but they are getting an MVP.
I think they always had Cam.
No, hold on. They're not getting an MVP.
A former MVP.
He was an MVP.
Former MVP.
He's an MVP. How am I wrong?
Former MVP.
He's an MVP.
I think that Cam.
2015.
I think Cam was always in the plans. You know, we heard how they had communicated early in free agency, but like anything else, they wanted to see how everything developed. Guy didn't get a job anywhere. So in the meantime, there's no guarantee. I mean, Cam could have signed with another team. I think it was on Friday. You said the dream is over. And I said, no, it's not.
Right.
Not until Cam signs with another team, it's not over.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You know, I think he was always in play. And when things started falling and everybody started going places, they realized that, okay, where else is he going to go? And when we made fun of JT the Brick, he tweeted out talking about how these quarterbacks were in Foxborough. And it really, the timing made all the sense in the world. Because you couldn't, during COVID, bring this guy in and get him a physical. But the minute things started to open up 2-3 weeks ago, you brought him in, you gave him a physical, you saw where the market was, there wasn't many options, and you were the only place where at that time he could come and be a starter. So it made sense at that time for them. It made sense at that time for Cam Newton. I'm not saying that this was the genius plan of Cam Newton when free agency started. But when things started to unfold, and he said, you know, I don't want to go to New Orleans behind Drew. I don't want to go here behind, you know, even Derek Carr. Guy's got a big contract. He's playing every day. I'm not going to go here, but New England is an option. And nothing turned up, and it was a perfect fit for both sides. It made all the sense in the world from day one.
All right, let's get reaction. 617-779-7937. Here's Johnny up in Maine. Johnny?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Christian, I think you're bananas thinking that Stidham's going to pee down his leg as soon as Cam Newton walks in the room. I mean, he was behind Tom Brady, for crying out loud. I mean, there's no one that's going to make him pee down his leg, except for maybe Aaron Rodgers, and he's never coming to the Patriots, so that's not going to happen.
Awful comparison.
And how's it an awful comparison?
Because he's the backup quarterback to Tom Brady. He doesn't need to pee down his leg. He knows there's no competition. He's not a threat to Tom Brady.
He's not fighting for anything.
He's not fighting for a starting job against Tom Brady.
He's just hanging out.
It's an awful comparison.
He's not fighting for a starting job against Cam Newton either. He just has to prove that he can do what he's supposed to.
Why do you have so much confidence in Jared Stidham? What has he shown you, other than what you've read?
Not that he's shown me anything. I mean, in preseason, he was great. So what?
Big
deal about preseason. He came in the one game. In this preseason, the one preseason that he had, he played well, very well, actually. He gave me lots of hope. I wasn't that concerned about him. And furthermore, it seems like he's putting in for work in all this offseason. I don't have any reason to doubt that the kid's going to be okay. And it seems to me that he's got a level head. He understands about leadership and how to lead his team. And we'll see what he can do. And he'll compete against Cam Newton. But I don't think he's going to pee down his leg because Cam Newton's in the room.
You've been sticking with that. The fact is that here's the reality. So, young guy trying to impress the coaches, thinks he's in a lucky position because there is no competition, and so much that they brought the guy that they cut that you replaced. They brought him in to back you up. You're sitting here, man. I got lots of opportunities to mess up, screw up, because, hell, there's nobody to take my job. Sure enough, here comes the former Rookie of the Year, Heisman Trophy winner, MVP, played in a Super Bowl, basically lived up to all the expectations set forth upon him when he entered the league. And now he's 30 years old. He's coming off a crappy year where he got hurt. Not a crappy year. He got hurt. And he's determined, pissed off, angry, and he has a willing, excited offensive coordinator ready to completely change things up. He has an asset that he never had before. And oh yeah, he's been in the league forever. Yes, he's peeing down his leg.
Yeah, listen, if Stidham is peeing down his leg, then he doesn't belong here. He's not going to be a good starting quarterback in this league. If that's what you're going to do, if that gets you, because, oh, my God, they're bringing in a guy that was a former MVP. Shouldn't be here anyway.
They're not handing him anything. This whole belief, that's what bugs me. They're just going to hand him this job. Like, he's never going
to. I don't think they're going to hand it to Cam Newton. You think they're going to hand it to Cam Newton? I don't.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
They will not hand it to Cam Newton.
Yeah, I do. I don't think they're handing it. Nobody has handed anything.
He's going to have to earn it.
Really? My God, didn't I just say that in the first 5 minutes of the show?
Yeah.
It's his job to lose. It is his job to lose. It's not Stidham's job to lose. It's Stidham's job to earn it away from Cam Newton.
All right, here's Nick in Fall River. Hey, Nick.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, man.
How are you?
I'm just actually trying to the possibility I'm looking at is we're going into a season that we're faced with this challenge that we've never been faced with before. The fact of the matter is, I think every team, or at least Bill in some sense, is looking at, you're going to have two starters at some point or another anyway, because at one time or another during this season, there's the potential that one of these starters is going to test positive for COVID-19 and be out for a two-week period. So by bringing in Cam, it introduces this concept of competition, but it also assures that one way or another, we have stability with a quarterback who can compete on the field.
Listen, it's all true, and teams are going to have three quarterbacks, and the league is already talking about allowing you an extra spot on the roster to be able to have that third quarterback. They're hoping they can keep him out of quarterback rooms to protect them. That's all well and good. The bottom line is, if you're the New England Patriots, and you can get Cam Newton, who was an MVP in 2015, and you get him for virtually nothing. Even the incentive deal is only going to give him $7.5 million. Think about Marcus Mariota and Nick Foles and all of these other guys that are signing for $15, $20 million a year. And if this guy is great here in New England, the most he can make is like $7.5 million. It's a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer.
I agree, but as far as the third quarterback goes, you know, it'd be different if they were bringing in a legit third quarterback, right? I mean, to me, Brian Hoyer is now the perfect third quarterback. I would think you keep him on the team for those reasons of COVID. Cam Newton is your starter. You could say if he's hurt, well, of course. I mean, if anybody's hurt, they're not going to play. But if both players, I think, are healthy in camp, I don't even think it's a debate. You know, I think, honestly, only in New England because of what we've been fed about Jared Stidham. We had one guy break down what he thinks Jared Stidham is based off what he's read. He's a great leader. He's great in practice.
I don't know.
You know, he's great this. He's great that. And it's like, I mean, honestly, Jared Stidham, who's thrown four passes, or Cam Newton. Now, I don't want to hear, like, if he's hurt. Because if he's hurt, of course. But if they're both healthy and upright, it's not a competition. Now, Bill won't say it publicly. We know that. We know that, but deep down, I think he knows. It's the reason why he brought him in. He knew he couldn't go forward with just those two guys in the room. He knew.
Yeah, but other
Stidham's not a starting quarterback yet.
Other people are making up this the whole narrative that this was all BS over the last few months, and that Bill and everybody else down there was making it up.
I do not believe
that's true.
The BS wasn't that they don't like him. Of course they like him.
They
just don't think he's ready. But the BS was that they're not interested in anybody else. They're happy with their room. They have their guy. Guys, Stidham is their guy. They aren't doing anything. They love Jared Stidham.
Well, you can't,
and apparently they don't. Not that much.
You can't love him to the point where you have no insurance policy. And we know, unfortunately, what Hoyer is. All right, and he's not the guy. So in this case, you're paying nothing for the guy. But I don't think it's a guarantee he's going to be here at the start of the season. Here's Thayer in New Hampshire. Thayer.
Yes.
How you doing? Go ahead.
I'm doing great. You know, we go back. I mean, New England Patriots have always been a great team ever since Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick ever got into that stadium.
Yep. Right.
Now, you look at the Madison. They win their first Super Bowl. It was Drew Bledsoe.
Okay.
And Tom Brady was the rookie at the moment.
Yeah? Get to it.
Bledsoe got injured. Brady came in, and then Brady took over the whole job. So now you've got to look at things like, all right, well, Brady just left the Tampa Bay.
We get that. We know the history. What's your point, though, Thayer? Get to your point.
Jarrett Stidham.
Whatever.
Goodbye. Wait, I can't do it.
I think what's wrong with that? What's your Stidman?
Yeah, you understood.
Isn't that Oprah's? That's Stidman.
That's your
right?
Deadman. That's your demo right there.
Here's Brian in Providence. Hey, Brian.
Stidman.
You guys put that guy on before me.
Oh, sorry, man. I know. There's only one person who takes the calls. Right here.
Oh, please.
There's only one guy.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Listen, I mean, I know you guys know about the incentives, but like you were saying, and Glenn, you were totally wrong in the beginning too. He's definitely, before I even knew about the incentives last night, I was talking to my friend and said, he's starting. Okay. And now I knew about the incentives late last night, early this morning. And why would you give him those type of incentives, like $6.5 million, if he's not going to start? Because if he's not going to start and sitting on the bench, then why even
Brian,
have
nothing.
An incentive?
Brian, it's nothing. He's making $6.5 million in incentives. It's nothing for Cam Newton. What is all about? Let me finish. You can hear my point. For Cam Newton, it's an opportunity, as Lou said, for him to sit there and say, nobody's going to pay me, so I'm not going to make above minimum. And if I go with another team with minimum, I'm definitely a backup quarterback. This gives me an opportunity to maybe start. And if I go out and have a good season, I'm a free agent at the end of next year. Now I can get back up to making $20+ million a year. The $6.5 million incentive package is nothing. It's nothing for him.
Good point there, Glenn. But I mean, if he didn't have any incentives, what's the point of him signing a 1.0?
The incentives don't cost New England anything until 2021. There's nothing on.
It's perfect.
Yeah, they get nothing. It cost them nothing.
My point is, he's going to stop because of that incentive.
I don't get that. I don't understand that.
No,
I don't understand his point.
I think he's going to start because he's the best quarterback in the room.
Yes.
If he's going to start, he's going to be
the best quarterback in the room. And if he's what he's been over the last 2 years, he's going to be a backup quarterback.
Glenn,
and I don't know if he wants to be a backup quarterback.
You should really go back and look at 2018, what Cam Newton was.
The first
11 games? He had a 103.7 quarterback rating. The last three games he played in, he wasn't great. But he finished the year with still a 94%.
If you look at his quarterback rating, it's not been good over the years.
I'm just telling you, you keep saying the last 2 years. I'm telling you, in 2018, he was damn good. Now, his team, at the end of the year, when he was
last
6
2 years,
when
he's got the lowest quarterback rating of any starting quarterback in the league.
Last year, obviously, wasn't very good.
Well, he only played 2 games.
But the year before, he had a 94%, 94 quarback rating.
Yeah, it was low.
He was actually in an MVP race halfway through the season when they were 6-2.
Yeah, in the second half of the season, when he had a shoulder injury, he fell apart. He's had injuries.
The first 11 weeks.
He gets the crap beaten out of him, does he not?
Glenn, the first 11 weeks of the season, he had a quarterback rating of 103.7. He had a completion percentage of 69.6%.
And then he got
hurt. He had 22 touchdowns and 7 picks.
It was great.
So, but when you tell me that he had a bad 2018, I would tell you for 11 weeks, he was in the MVP discussion and got hurt.
Louis played 2 games last year, and then he lost the last 6 games he played the year before. He's lost 8 games in a row. I mean, you could sugarcoat it all you want.
Okay,
he
but
had a few good games
Seattle,
in the first
his
half
team
of
lost
2018.
To Seattle. His team's lost to Seattle. He was 25 for 30 with an 83% completion percentage.
He'll do it for 8 games here, and then he'll get hurt again. He gets hurt all the time because of the way he plays. How can you deny that?
That's actually not necessarily true.
Getting
banged up. Well, go look at his career. 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 14.
He's fallen apart in the last
games,
3 years.
15 games.
That's
well,
where he's
also,
fallen
I will
apart.
Also say this. Listen, I don't want to sit here and defend Cam Newton
year.
Because if
before,
you end up getting hurt, you get hurt. Being banged up. Brady played banged up almost every single year, but he played banged up. What happened to him last year is basically the equivalent of what happened to Brady in 08. He was lost for the season. So you can't sit there and hold him accountable for what he did. I'm not even a huge... This is the thing that's going to be interesting to me is how they cover up all his
post-game clothing?
Well, that's one thing. his inefficiencies. He's not very accurate.
No, he's not.
So, okay, are they going to go the Jacoby Brissett route? Are they going to go a mix between Jacoby Brissett and, I don't know, Tom Brady? Is it going to be dink and dunk? Are they going to let him run? How many plays are they going to say, okay, you can run 8 times? Or we have to at least show the threat of you running. Lots of play action. You got a great offensive line. I mean, he definitely made this team better. But to sit there and say, oh, he sucked based on the last 2 years, you really only have 1 year info. You can't use last year.
Since he's had the shoulder injury, he has not been accurate. He's had two different shoulder surgeries. And you're right. He's not an accurate thrower. And yet, when you look at Julian Edelman, you look at James White, what do you need? You need somebody that's going to be accurate throwing the football to them in certain
spots. 2 years
ago,
he was 68% completion percentage.
Yes, that was the
in
one
2018.
Year.
2018.
Yeah, and how many other years was he above 60%?
Well, I'm just saying 2018, so okay, fine. Then say those other years.
Above 60%.
Stop telling me he was bad the last 2 years.
That's a low number in the NFL.
Because he wasn't bad the last 2 years. He was hurt last year. He was hurt at the end of the year before. But even in 2018, when he was hurt and played in 14 games, he had a 68% completion percentage.
Again, I'll repeat my point, and that is he's a wreck physically right now because of the way he plays the game, and he bitches all the time.
Do you think it's a bad move?
I don't know. They didn't pay anything. If they paid a lot of money for him, I would say it's a terrible move. This is a great move, Lou. It cost them nothing. But you're sounding like they just acquired the 2015
you just can't
Cam
say,
Newton out there.
You just can't disagree with Bill, huh? Be honest.
What do you mean disagree with Bill? No,
if he does whatever he does is a good move.
Well, I think the guy's made some pretty good moves over the years. I'm not saying this one's going to work out for him. Do you feel confident that I don't feel confident that Cam Newton's going to be here when we start the season?
This was an outstanding move by Bill because he recognized he had no depth.
There you are. You're going to suck up to Bill now. No, we're getting closer to those interviews.
No, because for 3 months I was saying that Bill was an idiot and everybody's yelling at me. So he finally agrees with me and improves his quarterback room. So I think, how can I disagree with that? I think it's a brilliant move. Cam Newton is your starter. If he does get hurt, like you say, you know, now you've got 8-9 weeks of practice and you can bring Stidham along at his own pace. This is the reason why I've wanted another quarterback in here the whole time. Same consistent approach. You want to get Cam Newton in here. If he gets hurt week 8, okay, now Stidham, really, maybe the best case scenario is Newton wins games for you. Maybe something happens with an injury and Stidham comes out and he actually plays well the last 5 or 6 weeks because now he's better prepared to play and you find out you might have a guy for next year.
All right, I want to find out if you're off your 6-10. Save the prediction because I want to get to it. Find out if you're moved up off of 6-10 for the season for the New England Patriots. Plus, Mike Lombardi kind of gave us a little bit of a hint 3 weeks ago that something like this might be happening. We'll catch up with him as well and more of your phone calls at 617-779-7937. This hour brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.